Good morning, everyone. Happy Earth Day. It is Earth Day, and we're asking the question, you know, what is it you're not going to give up? What is it that's still left on your list? A lot of us have changed our behaviors in the many, many years since Earth Day began. Maybe you still drive a car to work, but you could use a bike. Brian emails us and says, I won't give up plane travel, especially for vacation. What poison won't you give up, Lynn?
This.
What is it?
It's a little foil packet that my tea bag lives in. No. It's the foil packet.
Oh, the foil packet.
Because it keeps it so fresh.
Mm. Well, adding to the landfill, our very own Lynn Scherr here. Tell us your poison at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytakeatthetakeaway.org. Now, in honor of our next guest, who I will introduce in a moment, I want everyone to get up, go over to your cupboard, all right? Look at the ingredients on the stuff that's in your cupboard. Just grab something, something you're curious about, and answer the question when you call 877-8-MY-TAKE. I was shocked to discover that in blank, there was blank, okay? Do you know much about the ingredients in the stuff that's in your cupboard? We're going to talk about the importance of that in just a moment. But here's the founder of Earth Day, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson, speaking way back in 1970.
The battle to restore the proper relationship between man and his environment, between man and other living creatures, will be a long, sustained political, moral, and financial battle that will extend over a long period of time, a commitment far beyond any commitment, any society ever made before.
Well, Senator Gaylord Nelson was right about that. The battle and the commitment is still going on. Green is a brand now. It's not a fringe movement. But does that help us to understand how to change our behaviors? Daniel Goleman joins us. He's the best-selling author of Ecological Intelligence, How Knowing the Hidden Impacts of What We Buy Can Change Everything. Thanks for being with us.
Pleasure, John.
And, you know, it is the case that just being green doesn't necessarily tell you much about the products that you buy. And if we don't know what we're buying and what we're doing, we're not really necessarily contributing to the planet at all.
Well, that's the point. Being green was a good first step, but it's really a baby step. What's different this Earth Day is that we can change the focus from what we do. Do you take a bike? Do you drive a car? To the things we buy. Mm-hmm. Because actually most of the problems in the planet are driven by a huge industrial machine that's cranking out pollutants. It's putting chemicals into our rivers, into our bodies that create disease. It's doing many, many things. And you know who's driving it? Us. Mm. But until today, we have never had access to the information that would help us do anything sane about it. Now we can be very smart.
Beyond an ingredients list, how do you get the sort of provenance of all the things that you buy?
Well, there's a new discipline. It's an academic discipline called industrial ecology. It's a group of industrial engineers, chemists, physicists, and so on, who are getting very precise metrics about the entire life story of any product. So they can tell you from the point of extraction of materials, concoction, manufacture, taking it to the store, the transport, time in store, your use, disposal. They can give you metrics that are extraordinarily exact for how much at this point in this step you're putting pollutants into the environment. You're creating disabilities in people down the road. They have amazing metrics. And it, for example, if you make a glass bottle, right, there are 1,959 distinct steps that these folks analyze. Each one has a full spectrum of impacts. And now all that information is available to you and to me at the store as we're about to buy that stuff.
Yeah, but how much Zoloft do you have to take to deal with all the guilt that's accumulated if you know all this stuff?
No guilt, because for the first time you should actually feel good, because there's something called Good Guide, one word, Good Guide, which you can download in your iPhone. And when you go to the store, it gives you access to this database, but it sums it up for you. It'll take anything you're going to buy, compare it to everything else in its product category, rank it for you in terms of what's the best impact on the environment, what has the least carcinogens and poisons in it, and it'll make it very easy for you. And so all you need to do is access the information.
In your experience as a psychologist, right,
yeah,
does this end up changing people's behavior, this kind of thing, knowing this kind of information?
Information is ultimately empowering. And now that we can shop with all of this expertise at hand, you and me and everybody we know can start making individual decisions that will ripple into business and make business have a good case actually a business case for cleaning up the supply chain.
Isn't it a little too much information from time to time? I mean, you make it sound as if I can just dial up a product and it'll say, yes, no, get this one instead. That's not been my experience. I can't read all those labels. I don't know what all
the
words
mean. No,
you don't
have to. No. Lynn, this is the fabulous thing. They did it for us. They summarize it. If you look at a shampoo, there's 50 ingredients.
Yeah.
But Skin Deep, another database, matches each of those ingredients to findings in medical databases. Does this cause cancer in rats? Well, maybe you don't want a shampoo that has something that causes cancer in rats. It actually ranks the 1,000-plus shampoos in terms of which is the safest.
Okay, Daniel Goldman, though. But, I mean, all they have to do is like what happens on Google. They just pay to get at the top of the search, right?
Not so. The marketers
will get a hold of this, and they get
the guy top. Who's doing this, fabulous guy, his name's Dara O'Rourke. He's the one who busted Nike on their factory 7 years ago. He spent 15 years in factories at the worst end of the supply chain trying to figure out how to help those people. And what he realized is that the biggest help could come from you and me, from the people whose purchases are driving their conditions.
And
so
the information he disclosed about Nike changed people's purchasing habits
and
changed the company.
It changed Nike's philosophy. In fact, they're now the leaders in not having sweatshops. So in other words, the great news for Earth Day today is that there's a simple way for you and me every time we go to the store to vote with our dollars for a better world, bottom line.
I'll do that.
Lynn, do you think he's got one? A poison he won't give up?
I think he's got two, but he's only going to tell you one.
All right. Daniel Goldman, what won't you give up? What won't you give up?
I will not disclose that information.
Okay.
See?
Wow, listen to that. Daniel Goldman, best-selling author of Ecological Intelligence, How Knowing the Hidden Impacts of What We Buy Can Change Everything. You can see that interview on our website, thetakeaway.org, later on today. And I'll have a web-only question for Daniel Goldman. Thanks so much, Daniel. And now, headlines from Femi OK.
Thanks, John. 21 minutes to the top of the hour.